Tonight's episode of Podzilla After Dark is brought to you by the Freak Phone. Call 1-900-490-FREAK.
It's the Freak Phone, and here's the party freak, Freddy Freaker.
Are we doing this again?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I liked it. And that's our new sponsor, Freddy Freaker. You can find all of his products online at freddyfreaker.com. Probably.
I wonder if that's a real website.
Well, Ethan's got a shirt.
Yeah, I do.
He legitimately has a Freddy Freaker shirt.
Yep. Sharkrobot.com/Oni.
How can you remember that?
What?
You can't remember if we're on the show or not.
Are we on the show?
Welcome to Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. Down at the end of the table, we got the Jesse Kimball.
That's me.
The Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hola.
Two special guests with us tonight in the rotation of the hole left by Mandy. Mandy's hole. We got Ethan Craig Miles. Took me a second. I apologize.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I'll be goddamned. FreddyFreaker.com, actual website.
Wow.
And it looks like a shitty website straight out of the night. This is some motherfucker's GeoCities page right here.
I miss GeoCities.
Also, Ali Hebert.
Hi.
You can buy collectibles, including a watch.
He has his own wiki page.
That's how you know you've made it in life.
Which is great considering that Freddy... All right, I don't know if we've actually explained this
Meet
joke
Meet Freakers
on the
at Freddy's Facebook Club.
What?
I'm going to this shit.
This is gone too
Jesse, no, don't go down that rabbit hole.
So if
has not been a post since May 28th of 2018.
Woo!
Never mind, that's not true.
If you've never seen Freddy Freaker, do yourself a favor and go on YouTube and just look up Freddy Freaker. A minute ad that they made in the 80s that never went anywhere, but someone discovered it, and now it's like a really popular meme, and I love it. I think it's hilarious. Hunter and I and Ethan have just been singing his praises for the past week.
I'm so glad that you and Hunter really got into it. To me, it was like out of nowhere, because I would kind of pass the whole like Freddy Freaker phase.
But it's the freak phone.
Yeah, it's the freak phone.
It'll tell you what's hot and what's not.
We got to stop. We're on the show.
He's got his own Twitter, too. And he's got way more followers than I do.
I want one of his tweets to be like, yep, I'm still a freak.
All right, so apparently you can also buy Freddy Freaker dolls.
No.
And I need someone out there to buy one. Take a picture. All right. Buy a Freddy Freaker doll. Take a picture with it.
And at Shannon Young.
And then at me on Twitter or post it on our Facebook page, Podzilla 1985. And you will get the Podzilla 1985 prize package, including an autographed picture of the entire cast, a special recording of Allie dropping the F-bomb. And no, they're going to get it. If they get a picture with Freddy Freaker... And you're going to get the prize package. The first person to get it wins.
Define picture with Freddy Freaker.
It has to be one of the dolls. You can't Photoshop it. We have experts on the payroll that can tell whether or not it's been Photoshopped.
Just you take a selfie with the doll.
Yeah, get a selfie with the doll. You have to buy the doll, and then you have to get a selfie with it. And then you will win the Podzilla prize package, the triple P.
$2 a call.
$2 a call. It's the freak phone.
This can't be the whole show with me on it today.
It might be.
It very well could. There's also a Freddy Freaker pin. It's a limited edition, and it's also on sharkrobot.com. I need you to purchase that and send it to Allie here at the 709 Gaming Grounds. She will add it to her pins on her hat and her... No,
it's
not your hat, your jacket.
Yes.
And she will proudly display the Freddy Freaker pin. So, all right. Well, that was a fun show.
Yeah.
We're going to be back on Sunday with Nerd Up.
What?
Nerd Up. It's a show you're on usually.
I mean, I haven't been in a while.
Jesse, is that true?
True-ish.
It's been a couple weeks. Because we keep going to the movies and they keep having morning shows.
Oh,
we got a morning show this Sunday, too.
Speaking of that,
Allie, I got Lilo and Stitch.
Allie just told me, she's like, you've got to go. She gave me specific instructions to go see Tangled with you you guys.
Yes, that's He's in
never
two
seen
weekends.
Tangled.
Oh,
never
it's
have.
So good. This one hasn't seen it either.
Why you got to put me on a spot like that?
Because.
I mean, yeah, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3, and it has one of those areas. And I'm just like, as I was playing
pants,
it.
Who knew?
Yeah, as I was playing it, I just like casually told Allie, I'm like, I never actually seen Tangled. And her response was just...
Why?
That's all right. Dalton today let it slip that he's never seen Frozen.
I never seen Frozen either. I saw the end of Frozen.
It's not like I've actively avoided Tangled, but
I watched when we watched Little Mermaid on Sunday, that was the first time I'd ever seen Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That actually surprises me a lot.
I was not a big Disney guy growing up.
But you've lived with Lindsay for like 15 years.
Oh, my influence
just
on her.
Just because I've had it on doesn't mean he's watched it while I've had it on.
I tune her out the same way she tunes out Freddy Freaker. The same way she would tune out the shows that I watched that she didn't like, which I can't think of many. X-Files.
I would watch X-Files.
And by a watch,
I just might have my DS out at the same time.
Yeah, by I would watch X-Files, she would lay in bed reading our comics or playing Pokemon while X-Files was on.
Man.
What's Mulder's first name?
Let's be fair.
Fox.
What's Scully's first name?
Dana.
Shit.
Let's be fair. You can watch TV and like play on a DS or a phone at the same time. Like,
not if you really want to pay attention.
I was
going to
say, like, I mean,
I'm one of those people that I have to be doing something else unless there's subtitles.
I was going to say, I'm completely jealous of people who have that ability to do so, because I either have to be completely all in on one thing or just...
Oh,
I can't do like two things at a time.
Don't get me wrong.
I blame college because I did most of my homework while we watched
I can barely like breathe and walk at the same time.
That is true. I've seen times where Ethan has had to stop breathing to get from point A to point B. And it's always
he has to stop walking and just like...
You take a big...
And he starts walking.
It's like, Ethan, did you forget again?
Whenever I was growing up, it always drove my mom crazy, and it drove Lindsay crazy too for the longest time, because I would have the TV on and music, and I'd be playing video games all the time.
I don't know
time.
How you could do that.
I love noise.
Like, I can understand the TV and the game or the music and the game, but the music and the TV at once, I can't do that.
Constant noise is my friend.
So when I'd have to put my headphones on just because it was too much.
That way it drowns out the actual noise inside your head.
Yeah, that way it drowns out the phone calls.
I don't have
brain.
That problem.
I disagree.
What kind of phone call, Shannon?
One of us had a nervous breakdown at the 1-8-9-0 freak. One of us had an actual breakdown at work. Guess who that was?
Me.
I'm sorry, Lindsay.
Yes, I had an emotional breakdown when we worked at Stephen Barry's.
She really did. And
we went to lunch. I just started crying, and I could not stop.
And like, it wasn't for the reasons you'd think, either. It was because
of... Was there
anything... Oh, it was me. Oh,
okay.
It was because of me and my money problems, apparently. Apparently, I'm not good with money.
What?
Was that the same situation that I, like, freaked out?
It was.
He freaked out?
Shannon is the spend king.
I only had one time that I freaked out at Stephen Barry's and I had a breakdown, but it was because it was lightning outside and I didn't want to go back to work because I was afraid to go from the parking lot at Taco Bell to my car, from the door to the car. I didn't want to do it. So we sat in there and I was like, the lightning was so close and the thunder was so loud, I was scared. Because I had an incident when I was younger where I was out in a storm and it paralyzed me with fear of thunderstorms for a long time.
Okay.
But not so much anymore because we don't get them here in Cape. We don't get anything. We got some cold weather.
Yeah.
You're not knocking on wood. This
I know
is a
I'm
winter
not.
Weather advisory
I mean,
tonight.
Perryville, yeah. That too. I got that today.
Yep. I don't think it's going to do anything, but the advisory is there.
I didn't get any phone calls from my workers, so I'm assuming it hasn't done anything bad.
What if you got
it's supposed to start at like 1 a.m.
What if you got a phone call from last name Freaker and the first name came up as Freddy?
I would not answer the phone.
Wasn't yesterday you like you called the Jackson store?
I did.
You just like,
what did you do you to called? Billy?
Billy answered. He said, "Hey, what's up?" And all he heard was 1-900.
You pulled up the video and placed it
that
up against
doesn't
the speakers.
Surprise me at
and
all.
He hung up on
poor
me.
Poor Billy.
Yeah. And then, like, the first message you gave Billy was like, "I love you. I'm so sorry."
Well, you got to apologize to him really quick so Billy doesn't like quit and go back to Cleveland or whatever.
Was he in Cleveland?
Where was it?
He was in Ohio, but yeah. I think it was Cleveland.
Probably wasn't Cleveland. That's too obvious.
Cincinnati, maybe?
Maybe Cincinnati. Yeah. You know Ohio has two baseball teams?
Mm-hmm.
They have two football teams as well.
Do they really?
Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
One of those teams is decent.
It's true.
They also have one of the most racist teams.
This last year, anyway, the Browns are definitely better than the Bengals.
Really?
Jesse, yeah. When
Bengals
is the Super
season?
Bowl?
It's this Sunday. Coming Sunday, February 3rd.
Shit, it's this Sunday?
Yep.
Are you watching at your place, I'm guessing?
I am.
Did
I
you not
you
read
to
his
the...
invite?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
I didn't get an invite.
You know how much it took for me not to respond back, football is dumb, seeing that I posted football is dumb, and then you sent the invite, and I really wanted to respond back, football is dumb, but I resisted.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I saw the invite, and I was like, look, we all know I'm not going, so why even read it, and then I'll get your hopes up.
I figured, you know, like I could lure you there with pizza and various other things. And
hopefully not anymore. Camaraderie, maybe. Camaraderie's not fattening. That's not true. If it's me and Bob, it is. Because we talk each
that,
other.
That plate of pizza rolls and yeah. three pizzas. And
we talk each other into things that men don't normally do together. I said what meant. Jesse, can we talk about anti-vaxxers?
I mean, yeah, we can. We sure can.
So there is a measles outbreak going on right now.
There sure is.
In, where is it? Is Washington. It
Washington?
Yeah.
Oh. Their governor declared a state of emergency. Is that what I read?
Well, because all these people are having trouble with their kids and no one knows what to do. So a woman.
All their healing crystals.
One woman went on an anti-vaxxers page. Called the Natural Health Anti-Vax Community. I'm not going to say her name because I don't need to cause her any more stress than these people have. But she said, my three-year-old is not vaccinated, and there is currently a measles outbreak in my state. Any suggestions for precautions I could take to protect her would be very much appreciated.
Vaccinate her.
And the replies were violently funny.
A lot of them were basically just that. Like, yeah, a vaccine.
My favorites are, let me see if where the good ones are. Bring her to the edge of the flat earth. There's air. The air's cleaner there.
Oh,
have you tried thoughts and prayers?
Damn it.
Did you try sharing her picture on Facebook with the caption one like equal one prayer with the little praying symbol? Build a wall around her and make the vaccinated people pay for it.
Oh God.
Oh, the one woman posted a t-shirt that says vaccines cause adults. Oh, these aren't the good ones, though. I got to find the ones that I really like. There was one that just said, my advice, don't get attached to her.
Oh,
there was one that said, I hope you just named her girl.
Oh.
I also like the ones a whole lot of just like the ones that sound like actual advice that those kind of people would subscribe to. Like, all right, get like this, and this essential oil, like mix them all together and then like just kind of like, you know, bathe them in it. It won't do anything, but you'll feel like you tried.
Wasn't there one that was like that, but at the end it just said, so they'll smell nice for the corner.
Yeah, because he likes aromatherapy.
Dang.
Here's one. She's 3 years old, never been vaccinated for anything. Well, that's middle age. She's lived a good life. Just between us, this kid's not your favorite, right?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, don't get too attached to that child. I was vaccinated, but I also ate kale once. I'll let you decide why I've never had the measles. If only they made some type of vaccination to prevent the child from getting it. Oh, best part of knocking up anti-vaxxers, only 9 years of child support instead of 18.
Ow.
God damn.
I don't like the internet right now.
God damn. Hold on. It keeps going. Unvaccinated children
Why
are like.
Why is it still going?
Unvaccinated children are like dark humor. They never get old.
Oh.
The internet supplies our jokes for today. That's
dark. Seriously.
Whenever I get the measles, I always eat 2 Tide Pods and wash it down with a gallon of bleach.
Oh, jeez.
That'd just be painful.
Milkbone's dog treats. I give them to our dog, and he's never had the measles. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. I have your answer. Just Vaxxer, maybe.
I like that they took the time to make it the song.
Still going. Frank's Hot Sauce. I put that shit on everything. Did you try putting the child in rice? What about turning it off and on?
Oh, no.
That's so messed up. That's so messed up. It's so good.
There's a big one about Windex. That's just too long. Depending on the size, maybe you can reinsert her into your vagina?
You.
Thanks for that image.
And that's all I'm going to do. I think that's funny.
But the point is, I find it kind of ironic that Allie is like drawing a ghost right now.
While we're talking about dead children.
And anti-vaxxers.
I want to just say that I know I got in some trouble once because we did a show that brought up anti-vaxxers and vaccinations. And a friend of mine got upset with me over the topic. I don't have an opinion on vaccinations because I don't know. I literally don't know enough about it. Like, I hear that it's stupid not to get them vaccinated, But I haven't poured over the data myself. So I take the neutral stance, and for no other reason than to stop myself from getting more hate. You guys can hate on it all you want, and then you guys can speak for me. Why are you giving me that look?
You pandering motherfucker.
Hey, I know my audience. I'm political.
Uh-huh.
Very political. If you had to pick between having an autistic child or a dead one, what would you pick?
Why are you looking at me?
Very easy answer.
Well, yes. Not necessarily. What if you don't like the kid?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
One of my favorite replies was, you could take it to New York, they'll abort her.
Ouch.
Fuck.
Because they passed that.
That's a play on multiple laws. Yeah.
Well, we're getting in deep tonight.
I thought this was the
random
show.
I'm uncomfortable.
This isn't random.
It's not?
This is a very pointed topic tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, oh, no.
That brings us to the motherfucker of the week.
Oh, okay. No.
This week's motherfucker of the week is Shannon for relaying those jokes and then not taking a stance on a very important issue.
That... I can't even like articulate words, which is great because I'm on a show that's important about
it's
articulating
like it's a
words.
Podcast.
You managed to say articulate.
Were you
twice?
Once when I had a ridiculously high fever, I was in the hospital because the fever very high. I tried to say articulate. I was apologizing to the nurse that was taking my information. And I said, sorry, normally I am more articulancy.
Articulancy.
I don't remember this happening exactly, but Trevor tells me about it frequently. He is the one that took me to the hospital because I had a fever of like 106.
Oh, so this wasn't when you were like 8.
No, this is when I was in college. And basically I had this problem where I got really sick. And I usually, like, up to that point in my life, if I get sick, I just kind of go to sleep and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That had been the case for most of my life. By the time that common sense would have dictated that sleep wasn't going to fix it, I was too delirious to know that. So, like, I lived with Trevor in the dorms, and bless the boy, he'd put out, like, water for me, and then he'd go to class, and I would just, like...
like the dog you are!
And I would put a dish out and say, here you go.
And like, he'd put out, like, 3 or 4 bottles of water just, like, next to me on the ground where I lay in, like, near fetal position because I was literally dying. And he finally, like, he brought my friend Allie over, and
different Allie.
Very different Aww. Allie.
Different.
She came over. Her mom is a nurse, and she asked me some of my symptoms, and you know, she relayed them. She's like, at the very least, you need to get him to like the campus doctor's office. They wheel me in there. They take my temperature. Like, you need to get him to an emergency room now. And so I went, and I don't remember much after I got there until like. I was in, like, I have flashes of, like, I know they took an MRI and a bunch of other stuff because they're trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I think they were trying to, like, milk insurance that they didn't know I didn't have.
Now, were you vaccinated as a child?
Yes.
And you still got sick?
I did. I got a combination pneumonia, a sinus infection, and a stomach virus.
And that was all from that? Place in Colorado?
No, that was food poisoning. Very different situation. This
was
when I was
that?
In college.
You had that at again?
It was in Nebraska.
Oh, but what was the place?
Wendy's.
There it is. That's why we don't go to Wendy's.
Yeah, it was a Wendy's in Nebraska that gave me food poisoning so bad that I was holed up in a hotel room for 3 days. We were there for a wedding.
It was technically it was your fault for ordering the colon blow.
Also known as the spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, how spicy was it?
Oh, I don't remember.
Ethan, we brought you on today because you wanted to talk a little bit about Kingdom Hearts.
A little bit.
So I'm going to give you 3 minutes to talk about it.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
And we're all going to be busying ourselves with other things.
I mean, you guys have been since the show started because Allie's been drawing art. Lindsay's on the phone. By the reflection of her glasses, it looks like she's on.
I'm
like,
checking my messages on Sly Ducky Creations.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
and I can't tell what Jesse's doing.
You've been gone for a while. Yeah. This is what we do, except me because I'm too fidgety.
I'm not usually on my phone, but right now I'm doing something.
What are you doing? I'm curious.
Playing a game.
Is it the marble game?
No.
Is it? What is it?
It's called Idle Heroes.
Oh, that one you were showing me the other day.
Oh, yeah. It was it was playing at the pay-per-view.
By the way, speaking of new games, before you get to Kingdom Hearts and online games, they released, I think this is the first or second MMO for the Switch came out yesterday.
What game?
It's called Onigiri. It is Japanese-based. And
it's been on Steam for a while, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, it's been on Steam. I think it's on Xbox as well. It's free to play. I tried it out last night, and boy, is it rough.
It's MOE garbage.
Kind of. If you have you tried it?
I remember playing it when I first got my Xbox One. I'm like, oh, this looks anime. It's free. I'll
it's
try
extremely
it.
Extremely anime.
Yeah. And then I played it for like 5 minutes, and then I'm like, okay, time to uninstall.
Yeah, I tried.
Right. Now, Ethan, I need you to define MOE garbage.
Just like really bright, lots of fan service in the bad way.
So
nudity.
So anime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most like stereotypical.
Well, see, I was hoping for nudity because judging from the women on the cover, I was like, someone's going to pop a nipple at some point. I played for about 30, 40 minutes. There was no nipples. There was.
And you were. That's when you got pay done for the loot boxes.
There was 5 or 6 frames per second when I played it in town where other people were. When you got to like the dungeons, it wasn't so bad. But yeah, playing through the regular, oh, it was just bad. It's just bad. Stay away from Onigiri. I know it's free, but save your money.
Save your time.
Now, Kingdom Hearts 3, on the other hand, also has fan service and nipples.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God, Goofy.
Also in that game, I don't know if you guys have noticed. I don't know who here is a Kingdom Hearts fan. I know Ethan is.
I think Ethan may be the only one at the table. I like the concept of it,
but I've never actually played.
That's why I've actually been very, like, fairly hesitant. I was like, do I even want to really talk about it? Because
I want to talk about it. It's a hot game.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me why Donald is the way he is? Why he talks so slow.
Donald makes me miss Mattson.
Yeah, I miss Mattson too. But Donald in this game, like, I'm not going to do the voice because I can do the thing, but I can't do its, like, speech.
Yeah.
But Donald will literally say, like, oh, I think this is a good place to find ingredients. But he says it in the Donald voice, but he says it like he just learned English.
Well, you also listen to that clip.
Over and over and over over.
But I also listened to Dalton play it today, and every time Donald would say something, even like 5 or 6 words, he'd stretch it out into an entire paragraph. Because he talks so slow. Because I guess you can't understand him otherwise. Except
that, and probably to make sure that it doesn't sound like other things.
You're bringing up the Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the clip that I showed you guys last night. Yeah, it's
just
bad.
Imagine Sora fighting Heartless in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Have you ever seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember the part where Donald and Daffy are playing the piano against each other? And Asa didn't believe me when I said it sounds like Donald says dumb, stupid N-word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Asa didn't believe me. So I played the clip, and Allie can attest to this. The look on his face of, what else is that supposed to be? Yeah. That's clearly that.
Yeah, if you have it, like, it's one of those things, like, your brain is making that what you hear because that's what you read.
Yeah.
And it's close enough. It's the same thing that causes, like, misheard lyrics.
Yeah.
No, the other one that came up very recently was it Grover?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like an excellent idea versus that's a fucking excellent idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds like an excellent idea. That's truly a fucking excellent idea.
And that truly was, depending on which one you thought you heard, that's what you heard.
Yeah.
That was insane.
I mean, it's the same thing with the Donald thing. I'm sure if you like had what he actually said written down, like, but if you had the two, then you could hear it.
Because nobody can understand him. But we hear him on DuckTales, and it's the same voice actor, and he doesn't speak so slowly.
Maybe.
But so I was going to ask Lindsay, does he actually talk in DuckTales, or does he just make quacky quack noises?
No, he talks.
Quacky quack
then
noises.
Then I don't understand why he talks like a freaking moron.
Maybe because they figure kids are going to be playing it, and they might not be able to fully understand, because in the House of Mouse, like the kids shows, Donald talks slower in that too.
Isn't DuckTales for kids?
Yes, but it's more of an action cartoon where the other one is more like preschool, which preschoolers shouldn't be playing Kingdom Hearts, but parents just be like, ooh, it's Disney, here, play this.
I would almost say
I could pursue this more, but I'm going to let it go.
I don't know. Let go.
No. I did see that segment. I was pretty happy with that.
Okay, you were happy with it.
I was, because I am such a big fan of Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimately, I loved that film, and I loved that song so much. So when I saw Dalton was playing it today and they had the full thing in there, and it's really funny that they'll like include Sora and Mickey, or Sora, Donald, and Goofy in those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So like it'll be the scene from the movie, but then the like Sora's just in the background. Yeah. Just watching it going like, well, that's cool.
Wow.
It's Sora. Like, hey, we're here. Can we talk to you?
Put the Keyblade in me.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that was the
wow.
The pre-show joke last night.
Shit, he listened to the pre-show.
I always listen to the pre-show.
I sometimes worry. Yeah, so, 1 out of 10, what do you give Kingdom Hearts right now?
Right now, I am about, I want to say 14 hours in. I don't exactly want to give off like where I am or story.
Why, are you afraid the government's going to come get you?
A little bit, yeah.
Where
he
are
doesn't
you?
Want to spoil
no, the government is shut down right now.
No, it's not.
We're open
that
for another two more weeks.
Okay, well, that's just
how are we
weeks.
The only ones that know this? Because Dalton also last night was like, wait, the government's open again?
Yeah. You're,
I get real bored at work, so I've been reading either. The news
it's
on
just
my
gonna,
phone.
Well, Calvin's special case.
I said my coworker.
Oh, I thought you said your brother.
No, I don't
Allie,
know if my brother
the plot
knows.
Twist is that I'm the special case.
Don't touch her. Get your hand off her. Where are you? What town are you in?
I'm actually in the Frozen World. Not a
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Of the Elsa girl you meet.
Yeah.
She can use ice.
Dude.
Also, did you know there are no Final Fantasy characters in it?
That I did not know. Because yeah. I had like an idea. I was like, okay, I'm so many hours into the game. Where
any Final Fantasy characters?
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of its original like?
And I was kind
of
disappointed because I'm like, oh man, it would be really cool if Noctis showed up.
Yeah, I looked into it today because Dalton is also like 15 hours into it,
mm-hmm.
and I said, so how many Final Fantasy characters have you come across? He's like, none, I haven't seen any. And I thought, well, that's weird that there would be so much Kingdom Hearts and so little Final Fantasy. So I looked it up, and you know, spoiler alert for anybody playing it, I already said it, so you gotta look. But there's hints about Final Fantasy characters.
Yes.
There's a Moogle in the game. That's the only character in there. There's a statue of Cloud in the game. And then there's toy boxes of the Dissidia characters.
Yes. I actually, I completely like skipped over that until I went back later to just kind of like look for materials that I could synthesize. And I'm just like, oh, whoa, they had this. They actually like made the summons and they had like a little display.
Yeah.
The Final Fantasy Dissidia NT, which...
I would love Ooh, those boy. Toys for real.
Yes, I
more than the game because that game was kind of hot garbage.
Yeah,
Calvin's the only one that clings to it.
Why?
I don't know because Calvin doesn't want to admit
he really
he was
likes
wrong.
Final Fantasy.
I mean, yeah, Final Fantasy. The City of Final Fantasy is really good, especially the City of 012. But I mean,
the
like,
PS4 version was not great.
Correct. There's too much going. But Kingdom Hearts
looks
yes,
good.
It looks good. It runs at 60. At like on all the platforms, like even not just the Pro and the X, which I was shocked to find that out.
But just the 4 and the 1.
Yeah. And I do have some issues with the combat. There's like so much going on. Like you're constantly, you have like these like little park attractions that'll come up and then they act as like special moves to like damage the enemies.
Yeah, I didn't understand
that. But it happens
that.
Way too frequently.
I saw Dalton do it. He got in like a bumper car and was just like riding around like
that just seems silly.
I don't understand the game. I don't understand Kingdom Hearts. Play a better game.
Okay. What game would you suggest?
Play Onigiri.
No.
I watched my roommate play it and I will admit the game is very, very pretty for a 14-year-old title.
Shit, Jesse. What area was he in? Because some of those graphics are legitimately nice. The Pirates of the Caribbean world, well, you haven't got there yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Pirates world is really cool looking. I mean, Frozen looks good because it looks like the movie.
Yeah.
Like, everyone looks like they do in the world that they belong to, which mm-hmm. is neat. I almost thought about getting it just because I figured Lindsay might want to try it out.
I haven't played any of the other ones.
Yeah, but I mean...
So she will be... Even people that have played all of the games are still lost in Kingdom Hearts 3.
The people that made the games don't actually know what's happening.
Yeah. And I do give it crap. It legitimately did look good. That was just the joke I made then. I thought it was clever. So
it was
I
funny.
Make it again.
And you know, and you know what was funny? Because Ethan stopped laughing or smiling and looked at you with a broken heart like you just stabbed him. Yeah, like you've betrayed
too, Jesse.
You betrayed his trust.
Yeah. But I got the joke because they announced that they were starting development in 2012.
Yeah.
Or like 2013, something like that.
Well, the problem
it was supposed to come out like early on the PS3.
Yeah.
So they had started development on that game back in like 2005.
The biggest thing I found funny, or like not really like funny, but just kind of interesting, is that the game first started development on the Luminous engine for Final Fantasy, the same engine that Final Fantasy 15 was on. Mm-hmm. Their homemade, like house-made engine, they had so much difficulty coding and getting it to work, they decided to go over to Unreal Engine 4 instead, and then everything worked a lot better. And I just found it funny.
It's funny that they couldn't get their own engine to work.
Yeah, for Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know, man. I want to go back and play Kingdom Hearts because I also think it's a cool concept. Final Fantasy and Disney mixed together. Because that's almost like Lindsay and I getting married. It's like, here you have Disney and here you have Final Fantasy.
You see, Shannon,
and
when you said that.
Together. But I have no time. Don't look at me like that. I have no time to go back and watch all of the Kingdom Hearts bullshit to get to the point where we are now. Because I'm not playing anything other than 1 and 2.
Yeah. That's fine.
Maybe Chain of Memories because I actually had it on Game Boy and thought it was neat.
Nah.
But I am not. I don't care about the Heartless or the Organization 13. I don't care about Xenoblade or whatever his name is. They can all go to hell.
I actually found out from my friend the antagonist's name is Xehanort.
Yeah.
Which is just hearing Goofy.
Xehanort!
Xehanort!
Yeah, that just sounds funny.
Xehanort's Heartless went in the Sora's body.
Whoa! I hope Sora gave him consent. Wow!
Riku, it's Mickey. Yeah. They put bugs in him. Just, I could regurgitate all the Kingdom Hearts garbage, but I love it so much because part of it's like self-aware a little bit. Like there was this one joke that like legitimately got me is, so you go around, you like hit, you go around in like the Toy Story world and, you hit, this tank full of helium because there's like balloons and stuff all set up. And then Sora's like voice is actually pitched up. Like as you would, like if you were to like,
take helium?
Yeah, take helium. And then Sora's like, oh, wow, my voice is different. And then Goofy's just like, Goofy chimes in. He's like, gosh, you sound silly. So do I. Because his voice is also pitched up. And then it cuts to Donald. And he's like, in the Donald voice, my voice sounds weird too, but it's the same tone. Like they didn't take the time to pitch his up. They kept his the same.
His was already hard enough to understand.
Yeah. So I legitimately paused the game and laughed.
It makes me, it's weird to think of the people that they got for the game and the people that didn't get for the game. So clearly Tom Hanks is not reprising his role as Woody. But do you know who plays Woody?
Tim Hanks.
Jim Hanks, his brother. Hanks,
okay. Are you serious?
Yes. Jim Hanks plays Woody in Toy Story. They didn't get Tim Allen.
They usually don't get the main ones for games just because they have to pay them so much.
The one that weirded me out was like they couldn't get Mandy Moore. But they got Zachary Levi to play Flynn Rider. But they couldn't get Mandy Moore to play Rapunzel. I was like, what the fuck else is Mandy Moore doing?
Especially because I'm pretty sure they both do the TV series.
Which is just strange.
Was there a Rapunzel TV series?
There was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They couldn't get Johnny Depp to play Jack Sparrow, obviously.
Yeah.
But they did get all the other cast of Toy Stories in it. Like John Ratzenberger.
Yay.
Sean
Wallace.
Yeah,
because Ham and Rex.
Yeah.
But that's Ham, Rex, and the sergeant, the little like green men, army men, the little alien dudes. Yeah, they are completely different. You can tell that they got impersonators and like not the best impersonators.
Well, it's better than what they did with the Lego Dimensions games. Where like Lego Dimensions, I think Jesse just flipped me off, by the way.
No.
Lego Dimensions, I bought the Ghostbusters pack for it. And I was like, oh, well, this is going to be fun. It's Ghostbusters. And they literally just took clips from the movie, cut them out, and put them in the game. So it sounded so clearly obvious when they switched to clips from the movie because, like, the background noise would even be different. Mm-hmm. And that was just shitty. Like, that's cheap as fook.
I was playing through and the Monsters, Inc. world. The plot for it is really weird. It's set after the events of the first movie.
Okay.
But it has the same general plot of them trying to get Boo back to her door.
So it takes place after.
Yeah.
But they're doing the leading
They're doing
up
the
to,
bit again. And Randall's back. And I'm just like, what? This is weird.
Oh, does Steve Buscemi play Randall in this one?
I think
you don't even know who
almost
Steve
certainly
Buscemi
not.
Is.
Well, then again, Buscemi does a lot of like just stuff. Like he ends up showing up in like a bunch of indie movies and all over the place.
He seems like a cool
awesome.
Guy. Yeah. You know that we're gonna get Johnny Depp.
On the show?
in the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the prima donna wasn't going anywhere near this title.
Or Tom Hanks, or, you know.
I'm actually kind of surprised Tom Hanks didn't do it.
I'm more surprised Tim Allen didn't do it.
Yeah, because considering his, like, well, history with Disney.
Tim Allen's a very proud man.
Tim Allen's a piece of shit.
Yes.
Let's just be honest.
I can't even do it.
Fuck that show, too. I went there. I hated that show.
It's been so long.
It was okay.
The only thing I liked about that show was Pamela Anderson was on it, like during her hot days.
And
that sounded offensive. She's still hot.
Well, there's also, what's
this
her
is
name?
This before
that
Brett
played
Michaels,
the,
like, burled her out. You know what I mean?
No.
Who was the girl that they had on the show?
That's Pamela Anderson.
No, there
she was
Pamela Anderson, the regular.
And then they replaced
her. The other one? I do not know the other
she
one.
She was on Tool Time. I don't remember her name.
Pamela Anderson. Was the first girl from Tool Time. And then they changed her to another one, like Lindsay said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had two.
I don't remember.
You look that up real quick while I talk about how much I hate that show.
That show was a weekly occurrence in my house.
Well, of course it was. Your dad's a fucking staunch conservative Republican POS.
I didn't remember Home Improvement being all that.
Home Improvement wasn't, but Tim Allen is.
Yeah, no, Tim Allen, absolutely.
And his new show now, by the way, sorry, Ethan, that we've cut across from Kingdom Hearts.
No.
Point is, you like it.
Yeah, I do.
And you're going to beat it.
Yeah.
And you're going to play the DLC. When they reintroduce Final Fantasy in the DLC pack.
Oh my, I already, like, I was playing it and I had this thought of, like, 5 years from now, they're going to have Final Mix, aren't they?
Yes.
As a new release.
And you can't wait to find Kingdom Hearts 4 coming out in 2029. If you're fucking lucky.
2029.
2099,
yeah.
Along with Miguel O'Hara.
Yeah.
Going back
Deb
to
Dunning.
Thank God they didn't have Tim or Tool Time in fucking fuck the Kingdom Hearts. Fuck it all.
Yeah, and Pamela Anderson was Lisa.
So what exactly do you not like about
Tim Allen? It was popular.
Okay.
Asa called me out once and said, I think it was when I was making fun of King K. Rool, and he said something like, shouldn't you be like hating on popular things for no reason or something like that? He's absolutely right. Like when things get to a certain level of popularity, for some reason I turn on them, unless I truly love them.
Didn't you like have something similar with Final Fantasy VII? Because you
seven's
really
my
got
least favorite, but
you
it's,
got really you're just you lean so hard into 8.
9.
And it's kind of like a okay.
9. I lean so hard into 9. We're basically in a NASCAR together.
Okay.
And the driver is Rusty Wallace. That's not a driver, is it?
Shannon does have a tendency to like the less popular of anything that's kind of popular.
Fallout 76.
Fuck yourself.
No, I mean it's legitimately like. That's something you do like.
Fuck yourself.
No, I'm not like saying it's a terrible game. I haven't played it, so I can't really judge anything about it. But I'm like, you do tend to like like some things that are overly considered negative.
If
like
Fallout 76 had been like widely regarded as amazing, I'd still love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because
more
he
so,
likes Fallout.
Yeah, I mean more so like if you take Street Fighter, I like Ken instead of Ryu.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat, I like Johnny Cage instead of Liu Kang. You know, I always go for the lesser of the popular characters,
yeah.
I think was Jesse was saying.
He does not prefer Luigi over Mario. That's the one exception to his general rule.
That's true. He's right. And I think part of that is because they made Luigi so goddamn
weird.
His
stupid planking.
Yeah. The planking, the turning around and going bang, bang. And like they made him so fucking
now,
stupid.
Now like his glaring in Mario Kart was great.
Yeah, which wasn't on purpose. That was just the character, the character model.
Yeah,
but his super. Once they introduced him into Smash Brothers,
and they've made him so dumb.
They've made him a sniveling weirdo fuck that goes to like anime conventions
Smash
dressed
Brothers.
Up as furry characters.
Like
they want to take pictures
mansion?
And they try to look
at
the skirt.
It was Luigi's Mansion.
I feel attacked.
I want to say Luigi's Mansion was the first time you ever saw him as like the lanky, tall.
Goober
in like the game, yeah. There was the cartoon show back in the 80s. And
he was kind of a chicken. He wasn't weird.
Yeah, he was relatively normal in that. But it nowadays,
yeah, you know, he was still like the tall, skinny brother, though.
There was this one line in the Super Mario Brothers Super Show that I loved so much. Like Mario and Luigi are in disguise. They're like infiltrating like Bowser's like base.
Yeah,
and they're
the double B.
Yeah. And they're like at like this bar area, and like Luigi like walks up, slams his hand down on the bar, and he's like, "I'll take a milk." And then Mario like runs up, he's like, "In a dirty glass." It was just this stupid one dumb throwaway line that I love so much.
But who would want to be Luigi? So Luigi gets Daisy.
Yeah.
Like cool.
Yeah.
That's like your
cute, sporty tomboy brunette.
She's the best looking cousin at the inbred festival.
Easy.
You know?
Daisy is the best princess.
Oh, well, that's a goddamn lie.
Fuck a fucking Peach.
Because Peach is clearly the best princess
Fuck
forever.
That bitch.
Well, I see next week's poll.
Peach is number three.
It says Peach, and then the other option is fuck that bitch. But the other option is fuck that bitch. You know, it's the same thing.
I'm glad that this is the uncensored show, because I tried to, like, earlier in the episode, I almost said fuck, but I said, like, oh, fuck.
No, you can say fuck on this show.
Oh, thank fucking God.
It's fucking welcome.
Fuck.
Why is Daisy better than Peach? Is it her stupid hair or dead eyes? The fact that she only costs a solid $5?
It's her literally everything. She is all around a better princess.
Though she, if there's anything,
she ain't fucking Bowser.
If there is anything that Peach is better at Daisy than Daisy,
looking
it's
attractive,
getting captured by Bowser.
Yeah, because she's more attractive.
Yeah,
because if you go to the store, you don't want an old grape like green piece of meat. You want that fresh red meat that you can just dig your teeth into. It's juicy, and you get it all over your face. You don't want that old dried up like milk bone sitting in the corner.
I like my space waifu. Thank you very much.
Rosalina?
Yeah.
You
Rosalina's number two on the list. Peach is three. She is third.
What of three? We agree that Rosalina's number two.
She at least has like a decent backstory.
Hey, well, let's ask the women.
That made me cry.
Who would you rather bang? Mario or Luigi?
None of the above.
Mario's got a little bit
the
more meat on
his bones.
The
correct answer is Toad.
Oh, no.
Because he's shaped like a dick.
You I get your reference.
You can just shove him straight inside
no.
of you.
No.
It just...
Hey, that's where Peach pulls it from when, you know, and does
I
it
I am
the,
aware.
In the move. You know. And then...
Toad, where have you been?
You don't want to know.
Wow.
And then hits with that hard counter.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It
where,
hits
like,
so hard.
Where Fuck the counter Daisy. Was weird in the game, it's like he throws out, like, stink clouds or something.
Yeah, I don't understand the gas attack.
Yeah.
Like, what are you insinuating?
Yeah, no, it's just, it's Daisy. Daisy is the correct answer. Like, it's...
I mean, if the question was, who's the uglier princess, she is definitely the correct answer. Mm. I'm sorry. Truth time.
Nah, you wrong, though.
Truth bombs.
I think they're all beautiful.
Being wrong women, don't hurt, though. It's all right.
Yeah, I think they're all beautiful.
I like that we're arguing over who's more attractive.
No, who's the better princess? Because the answer is Daisy.
Oh,
is
that
Daisy.
The question?
Yeah.
Oh, well, probably Daisy.
Yeah. I mean, like, in terms of being a monarch,
yeah,
probably Daisy.
In terms of, like, of everything that's ever happened to Peach. No, because Peach had her own game where she had to save Mario.
Yeah, and she used the power of feminine emotions.
Exactly. It was way ahead of its time. Daisy doesn't have a game. Actually, Daisy did have a game, I think it was called. Wasn't it called, like, Big Mother Truckers or...
Big I don't understand where the Daisy being a redneck comes from. I'll be honest. I was wondering if there was like story behind that.
Plus the fact that Daisy's dating Luigi automatically puts her like fifth place.
Is she actually dating Luigi?
I'm pretty sure.
That's the coupling people always put her with because you know it's Peach and Mario.
Who are they gonna put with Wario?
Waluigi. Wa-Peach.
Wa-Peachu.
My brain does not need to image these ships at all.
You don't want to hear him
You
want to
abandon the ship?
Yes.
We're not even going to bring Bowsette into this.
And it's just like...
Why is that a thing?
Then we can talk about how Bouette is better.
Yeah. I haven't seen enough of Bouette. I have seen a porn starring Bowsette, though. So.
I was just trying to make more controversy.
Allie, you've been awfully quiet during this conversation.
I wonder why.
Because it's just like three grown men being like, this is attractive. Well, this is also attractive.
Plus, if you're talking about Smash Brothers especially, like, there are so many better options than Smash Brothers. Zero Suit Samus has to be at the top of most lists.
Snake.
Well, they got
although they did, like, deflate his butt.
Now, he worked it out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, if we're talking about men, like, what man would you want to just wrap around you? The answer would clearly be Little Mac. He literally trains.
Like,
that dude is like, pops that shirt
he's
off.
He's got to be, like, hot and sweaty, though.
You're
going
to talk about that
stinky.
In the game with Ken and Ryu?
Oh, shit.
Right there?
Well, no, Ryu would never want to have sex with you.
Ken is married, too.
Oh, okay, hold on. Couple things. One, Ken is married.
Yes.
And his wife is super hot and blonde. Yeah.
Supermodel,
so,
if I remember right.
So he's out.
Yeah.
Ryu is like Ash. He doesn't think about anything but fighting. You could strut your little ass in front of him and he would never notice.
And then what are you going to do?
Interested in
what
Ken.
Are you going to do? Like, just like go up to Pokemon Trainer and just I hate the voice for the male Pokemon trainer so much in Ultimate.
Please don't make a sexual reference about the Pokemon trainer who's 11 years old.
No, I was going to be more like...
But he's in a 30-year-old body.
I was
going to
be like, Gom! I was going to be like, Gom, Pikachu! Or it's no, he has a...
Gom, Squirtle!
That's what it sounds like.
Pretty good, I hate that. Yeah. And Allie, too, whoever mentioned the Belmonts, maybe Lindsay. They're from a time where people didn't bathe properly.
Yeah.
So they got dead vampires.
The smell's going to be...
There's dead vampire stink all over that body.
They're just going to smell like man.
Yeah. Like... He doesn't have to take you out for dinner. He just punches a wall. There's a turkey.
You don't even need to cook.
Eat your wall turkey, Allie.
It's like
it's a rotisserie. It's already like cooked and everything.
He sets it out on the table. He's like, oh, wait, excuse me, because of the candle on the table. And he just
whips
on the table.
He whips the turkey and it goes into pieces for everybody.
Yeah, like just.
All right, Allie, which Smash Brothers characters would you like to bone
most? I don't want
to
answer this question because this is not what I think about.
See, that's, you're thinking about it right now. Just answer real quick.
Off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head.
I mean, considering I was the one that mentioned the Belmonts.
Which one, Richter or Simon?
Why not both?
Oh, shit! Allie's stepping in that Mandy roll real
Allie's
well.
Allie's hardcore.
She going to get spit roasted.
Jesus Christ. And not on their whip.
Just don't evade taxes. Yoshi evades taxes.
I don't know what this reference is.
You know, I also don't get this
also
reference.
Allie, I don't know why you wouldn't pick Yoshi. That tongue, wow. Just shoots it right up there.
And then pulls her in? That would
be my God.
That sounds horrifying.
You don't know what it's like till you've been in the mouth of a Yoshi.
Oh, Jesus.
And then put into an egg.
It's
there's
so
gotta be,
what about Kirby?
Be uncomfortable.
What about Kirby? Or what about D2D? I bet he'd be great after sex cuddles.
Nah, D2D's too fat. Girls
no,
don't
that's
like
why
fat.
I'd be great. Because have you seen the way he just kind of leans down? He's like, hey, how's it going?
I'd say the Fire Emblem characters, but they're only interested in each other. Just a giant fucking sausage spitfire.
I mean, there's female Robin.
And Corin. Yeah.
And Lucina.
And Lucina. Yeah, there's three. Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
What? Your turn to answer the question.
Yes, Lindsay, join us. Who do you want to get spit roasted by? Which two characters?
What is the term spit roasted?
So that
okay.
Think about it for
then
a second.
Don't ask that.
No, like that. I mean,
that's where Richter. That's where Allie's leaving.
Allie's out. She's
and
gone.
She's doing the Belmont walk, too.
That's where Richter's behind her. And Simon's in front of her, and there's penis going in both
sides. Oh, so
shish
kebabbing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she's slowly turning.
Oh, okay.
Around the penises.
Gotcha.
Over a fire.
Now that just sounds
like... Because the Belmonts, there's the fire involved.
Yeah. There's always fire. It's holy fire, too. Lindsay? Lindsay,
I don't
there?
Really feel like I should grace this with an answer.
You absolutely should.
You have to, really.
Yeah.
Fine. I mean, if you go back with my stupid anime obsession, if I had to pick just one, I'd probably pick Ike.
Yeah.
Why did I fucking know that?
I assume she
that's because Ike is the sexiest man on that roster.
I thought she was going to say Cloud, to be honest.
No.
Have you seen those biceps?
I mean,
no one picks Wario. That's the important thing.
Oh, well, now I have a duty to pick Wario.
No,
no.
Victory. But at what cost?
Yeah. Oh, God. If I had to choose, if it had to be, dudes, definitely, Snake, D2D, or Wario.
D2D's a big old penguin.
Man,
guy.
Yeah, he's
like,
just all over
just,
the map.
Well, I mean, D2D is, a larger dude, and I...
He's, yeah, he's,
I
he's
imagine,
a dude,
like,
but he's a penguin.
Yeah. But...
You might as well pick Star Fox.
That's a different... situation.
No, it's not, because he's a penguin. It's the same thing.
Actually, it's better with Star Fox because he's less shaped
he's just like a fur. He's like Billy with his mask on. You know?
God damn it. He's got a tail and ears.
And
other than that, he looks like a
but DDD's got that wonderful Texan accent.
Only in the show, not the game.
Yeah, otherwise it's just...
So Ethan wants to bang a fat guy and a bird.
Or snake. Or snake. A fat guy, bird, or a snake.
And Allie's back here with us. Yeah. Lindsay's answer was Ike, which I support.
If you had to choose dudes.
She picked one. You picked two.
Well...
I mean, I would pick Richter between those two.
Well, if you're banging Richter and Simon, then that's
Wouldn't Simon...
Isn't that grandson?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it grandpa and grandson?
That's
you get on the front,
okay.
Richter.
Richter just went full fry. Meanwhile, went back and had sex with the grandpa.
Meanwhile, I like to think that Alucard's in the corner masturbating.
No, Grant Dynasty is there recording it.
He can't leave the darkness.
Grant Dynasty is recording the whole
thing. There's no Grant Dynasty. No one cares about him anymore.
I do.
Allie, do you agree?
I want to see cute Tumblr, like, yaoi pictures of Grant Dynasty with the group from Castlevania 3. What?
I think he went too far.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be on Tumblr anymore because they're like, oh, hey.
They can only do softcore now.
Yeah.
I would pick probably Zero Suit, and I would take her out to dinner. I'm not like old sluts over there who wants to get fucking fire roasted by the Belmont
clan. The question
clan.
Is, which just... one would you sleep with?
Oh, was that the question?
Yeah, that's what you asked.
Well, like, sleep with or just like have sex with? Because I always like... Sleep with to me just means like, oh, we're just cuddling.
Sleep with is what you say when you're like you when don't you're like 16 or 17 and you want to convince the girl to lay in bed with you, but you don't want it to seem like you're doing anything bad.
That's Netflix and chill from the aughts.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No. You get in a bed with someone, you're banging.
Okay.
Anyone that touches my bed gets banged. Bob's found that out many times.
Go back to the Thanksgiving show.
Son of a bitch.
You did that to yourself.
You banged yourself, Shannon.
I got to turn your mics down now. Everyone's all excited.
I'm sorry. Well, I mean.
Yelling about banging.
Tits and dick.
Tits
also,
and dick.
Was it necessary to specify Zero Suit Samus? It's both Samus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
What about Zero Suit Dark Samus?
Surely she would take off the armor.
But
or maybe you're into the armor.
Okay, but okay, if you're into the armor, that's fine. But I feel like Samus in the armor is like, why would you want to buy the bag of pistachios that, like, that are shelled for $1.50? Spend the extra 50 cents, get it deshelled, so that way you don't have to work for it. Like, I'm sorry. I find Zero Suit to be more attractive than a giant piece of armor.
I mean, she could take the armor off.
Yeah, but again, it's not as...
Just leave the armor on.
I don't want to work for it.
What about Piranha Plant?
Too soon. I need some time.
Piranha Plant's got those DSLs.
I need some time alone with the Piranha
Plant. Yeah, but they get a lot of teeth.
Yeah, but you can like tell them don't no teeth.
You can tell them that all you want, but if they're not good at it, they're going to use teeth.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know from experience, dude.
I mean, I've tried, okay? I'm sorry.
A lot of sex tonight on the show. Yeah.
It's trying to we tried to fill the Mandy void and we overcompensated.
Well, apparently old gangbang over there wants to have the void filled by the whole Belmont clan.
I mean, have you seen Soma Cruz?
Yes, I have.
That's a very
but he's not a Belmont.
A threesome is not
a
gangbang.
Right, he's not.
Let's
how old you is think it's actually just... how old is Soma Cruz?
I have no idea.
Because I see that and personally. I think like that's solid like 18-20 range, but knowing my luck, it's like, oh hey, Soma Cruz is actually 16. It's like, great, cool, thanks, anime.
I don't know what
I'm sorry,
happened.
I thought we were having a legitimate discussion about banging video game characters.
You sullied it by bringing ages into it.
How old is Dedede?
They're video game Soiled characters, it. Doesn't matter how old they are. Video game characters don't
so
have
they
rights.
Don't matter?
Yeah.
Huh.
If you sexually identify as a baby Mario, and that's what you get off on... Oh, I can't even finish this joke.
Right. Everything about so, that was bad. I'm really glad you
so
stopped.
So dirty right
there was nowhere that could possibly go.
Or a kid. Are you a squid or a kid?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left.
Where did this go?
Let's try to clean this up by talking about our favorite.
I don't think train wreck hits it.
Well, it's like the train wrecked, but it wrecked into like a sex store.
And so it's there's one just of those, dildos everywhere?
Yeah, it's one of those dirty sex stores like in The Punisher where
they
the guy's
just
like,
got annihilators all lining the wall. Like,
there's a wall that says 18
plus.
And the
train plus. Is like going in
but
and
that means
out
inches.
Of the sex store.
But the other side says 18 minus.
Oh, no.
That's the kind of sex store you're at right now. Oh!
18 years young?
Let's try to pick out our favorite Disney villain real quick to make ourselves feel a little bit better. What's
I'm
yours?
I'm just
going to
be thinking about like who Disney villain I would have sex with now. I blame you, Shannon.
Maybe I was wrong when I said you don't need a girlfriend. Maybe you do need a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or at least a really good sex doll, because they make them really realistic now.
But they're also super expensive.
Like $2,000.
I could buy a sex doll, or I could just straight up buy like a Donkey Kong arcade machine and get the same pleasure from it.
Allie, I'm going to address this question to you, because Ethan's lost his mind. What's your favorite Disney villain?
The... guy doctor.
I'm going to say his name wrong. Facilier?
Yes.
Yes. Him. Dr. Facilier is awesome. Dr. Facilier
from The Princess and the Trog.
Also have not seen that film.
What?
You're killing me here. You're killing me.
But you rewatch the Fast and Furious movies?
Oh, yeah. We need to have a discussion about that.
For the first time.
That's not what Asa said.
I rewatched like the first three so I could remember what happened.
Asa threw you under the bus hard yesterday on the show.
Yeah, no, those are a guilty pleasure movie for me. I will admit that. I don't know why I enjoy those films, but I really do.
Jesse, who's your favorite Disney villain?
Dr. Doom.
Oh, you fuck yourself, too. No, that doesn't count. That doesn't
count. Actual Disney.
Fantastic Four is not in the Disney universe.
They are now.
But not that movie.
Disney owns them.
But not that movie. That was made
by
different
companies.
No, that's not true.
Okay, well, ignoring Marvel and Star Wars, who is your favorite Disney villain?
Oh, fuck. Because I was going to hit you with Star Wars next. That was a good catch, Lindsay.
I ain't as dumb as I look. Thank you.
She's smarter than the average bear.
No, that's
Wait a
bear.
Minute. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I was going to hit you with Darth Vader next, but then you had to go and say no Star Wars, too. Man, I don't know. Scar? No, Jafar.
Jafar!
What about Jaskar? he's a lion that can grant wishes.
He's a lion genie.
The lion genie.
I always liked Jafar.
They're together.
I also really like what was the bad guy's name in Coco?
De La Cruz.
Yeah, De La Cruz.
He's not really a villain, though.
What do you mean he's not a villain?
He's just an asshole.
He killed a man for his music.
And then he was about to kill another man for his music.
Yeah, double kill. He's about to second kill a guy.
I don't need to see the movie anymore.
No, it's fine.
Oh, shit, have you not seen that?
Correct.
You still need to watch it. It's really good.
I mean, that's
so
good.
That's
a pretty big spoiler. Yeah. I mean, you can kind of guess it immediately, but Lindsay, what about you? What's your favorite Disney villain? Wait, I know this.
You know who
it's Maleficent.
Uh-huh.
Maleficent.
But I also have a soft spot for Hades. Because Hades is hilarious.
They make Maleficent sexier.
I love Ursula.
Goddamn, I love Hades. I'm going to change my answer. It's Hades now.
You know, I didn't like Ursula as much as I thought I would because she was like, I thought there was like more development to her, but it was literally just me witch, me want crown.
Yeah, pretty much.
She was barely in it, really.
I know.
Like, I expected more. It was mostly just that little spoiled teenage brat crying because she couldn't get a fork.
But Maleficent is my favorite. She is the mistress of all evil.
Surprised, Allie, you didn't say Oogie Boogie.
It's a good one, too. But I still...
Mother Gothel's really good, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to watch Tangled anymore because I beat Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, that's pretty much the entire story there. My favorite villain is Elsa.
Elsa's not the villain. She was originally.
Isn't she though?
She was originally going to be the villain, but technically Hans is the villain in that movie.
Fine. Well, I don't need to see Frozen anymore.
Fine, Magneto.
I really like.
You stole my shtick.
Can I say mine?
I thought you already did.
No, I didn't.
No.
Okay, who's yours?
You skipped over me because I was. Because
you can't get dicks off.
You started
your brain.
Talking about sex.
It's true, but. Honestly, it's the Shadow Man from Princess and the Frog.
That's Dr. Facilier.
Yeah. Yeah.
The voodoo priest.
Yeah, the voodoo priest.
Yeah.
He has the best song.
Well, it's Keith David.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, I love Keith David.
I really liked how like
See,
long
you
and
gotta
lanky
watch
and
it.
Shy he was.
I haven't actively avoided it. It's just never come up.
The animators purposely tried to make him a combination of Samuel L. Jackson and Michael Jackson.
I always like.
Did you ever watch Future Man? Have you watched Future Man yet?
Not yet.
Keith David's in that film as well.
Oh.
Or TV show. All right,
I guess I'll say my favorite villain is Prince John from Robin Hood.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my brain like stopped for a second.
Fairness, there are a lot of princes named John.
But are they lions that suck their thumb and want their mom?
Nope.
I identify with that. Sucking your thumb and saying you want your mom.
Oh!
Let's talk more about the sex stuff. Why is it that Samus only has one winning animation? She opens her legs and says, come here, boys.
No, there's two, remember?
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about like sexy women and we didn't even mention Bayonetta.
No, I said what meant.
Huh. Well then.
Bayonetta's like Wolverine. She's an X-Man.
God.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Damn it.
But that still doesn't make me any less attracted.
Yeah, you're stuttering, stammering over your own words. You're so hard on for Bayonetta. I hate Bayonetta. I'm going to be honest. Okay. Katie made me hate Bayonetta because she loved her so much.
Do we want to go down that rabbit hole again?
Nope. No. I just she made me dislike Bayonetta. And plus, like, I don't like the games. I don't like her. I don't like that it was a create. It was like, so a man created Bayonetta, made her overtly sexual, and then people are like, she's a feminist icon. It's like, I feel like when a man creates it, it's a little different. Allie, can you back me up on that? Am I right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, how do you feel about the Neptunia games?
Again, they're just overly sexualized games for boys.
Designed by a woman.
What?
Yeah.
Women do that?
Yeah.
I guess I have a lot to learn. You've opened my eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, I just kind of like went up to your eyelids and just like, hey.
Thank you, Ethan.
You're welcome.
Thank
you for doing like, this. Letting me be on the show.
Hey, you're welcome. We got our one in for the year.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 2020, buddy.
Oh, you used it so early.
Now I feel bad. I feel like
I kid. All right, we do got to get out of here, though. Want to thank you guys for listening. Want to thank Ethan and Allie for being here on Thursday with us. Allie, I want to apologize to you personally for everything that happened tonight. Lindsay, you're fine.
Yeah. I'm used to this crap.
And for those of you that are out there listening, keeping score, Allie says she wanted to have a three-way with two men. Good night, everybody.